Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk, where today we're speaking with Lincoln Moore, who's Executive Director at Decal Oil. How are you today, Lincoln?
Hi, Zach. Very good, thanks.
Right, we've spoken many times, normally about palm oil, but now you've entered the wonderful world of cashew nuts.
Yes, certainly that's the case. We made an announcement on Wednesday that Decal's taken an option to acquire a majority stake in a fledgling cashew processing business. So I think a very exciting initiative.
Right, given that I pay like £3 a pack for an M&S packet of cashew nuts, I'm presuming that there's quite a lot of money in this area.
Certainly the value of cashews is substantially higher per tonne than the value of palm oil. So cashews is not as fluidly traded on international markets, but the going rate is around about $11 a kilo. So you're talking about $11,000 a tonne. So a very high value product. And I think they can drive a pretty significant revenue stream for Decal Oil.
And do you think, I mean, how does this fit into your current strategy? I mean, obviously with the palm oil, are there any synergies at all?
Yeah, I think there's a few things to note here. I guess we've been pretty clear for some time now that we're looking for opportunities to expand Decal Oil's asset base, and clearly one of those that we've been looking at, which we haven't yet been able to do to come to a conclusion, is a palm oil asset in Ghana. So this opportunity we think is interesting for a number of reasons. One is we obviously have ANY, the first project, which is in an organic stage of its development. So we think 2 to 3 more years, subject to obviously seasonality, of course, as we saw earlier this year, but 2 to 3 years of organic growth to come. And we think that the cashew business, in terms of that coming into our mix, will fit in nicely to show to provide the next revenue and profit growth. And really, of course, it's an entirely different commodity to palm oil, but there are similarities in the way that the business is operated. It's cashews is a smallholder style agricultural industry. It is in a situation similar to what we're doing at the moment, where it relies on relationships with small farmers and cooperatives. It relies on skill sets in logistics and processing, which of course we have already shown in the palm oil sector. So those operational synergies are very clear. In terms of financial synergies, of course, we clearly have a fixed cost base that we can leverage further with more revenue, and really that should lead to higher EBITDA margins as we start to grow the revenue line from both businesses as they come under the Decal Oil brand.
I mean, is it all that also the case? I mean, obviously having two main products now rather than just one, I mean, you're not there is a let's say the risk factor to the business has been reduced. You're not like a one trick pony in that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, at the moment, I think with the one asset, we're obviously to some degree impacted by macro conditions, which we obviously can't control, pricing and the availability of fruit due to seasonality. Whereas, as you say, with diversification, cashew prices have been steadily rising for some time. We think it's a good industry to enter from a future outlook perspective, and it provides a separate revenue stream with separate pricing dynamics, which this diversification clearly we think reduces the overall risk of the group.
Yes, diversification was the word I was searching for but couldn't quite find. Right, on to, I mean, the highlight in terms of what's going on now with the company, apart from the cashew area, which is your year-end results. Could you run us through those?
Yeah, but perhaps I probably would like to also give a few details on the transaction. I think after the announcement out, really the market response has been relatively muted, and probably that's understandable given people are waiting for more details on how this cashew business will look. We are doing a all shareholder dial in on Monday at 2 p.m. to go through the details. But the deal looks as such. There's an option that Decal Oil has at no cost to acquire a majority stake in the cashew company. This has been set up obviously for Deckel's benefit, that it gets a bit of a look through first, that the business works, that it's successful, and then is able to acquire it at a time of it's moving into growth and expansion mode. And of course, you know, there's the opportunities to look at other processing plants that we can build in time if the first one proves successful. So the pricing of it is that the company effectively becomes, the option becomes live after the 2020 financial accounts. Just taking a step back, it should be operational in the back end of 2019. So really after its first full year of production. And then we're, you know, the acquisition price for the 100% of the business is minimum 18 million euros, or the higher of 18 million, or 4.5 times the EBITDA achieved for that particular year. So that multiple itself has been set quite low, and clearly, we think that the results, for example, if the transaction is done after the 2020 year, are still at a stage where the mill itself can be ramped up from initially it's a 10,000 ton per annum processing plant up to up to a 50,000 ton processing plant. So it's a good time for Deckel Oil to get involved in the business. So that's really the crux of the deal. We'll go into
with the obviously the value in the deal. I mean the rating you've got on that.
Yeah, I mean, in my personal perspective, I think it's probably one of the most material announcements that we've made as a public company, probably up there with first profitability and first dividend. We think that there is significant value in this option above and beyond. Of course, we had an independent valuation done, which also suggested as such. So it's really, you know, I guess whilst Deckel has paid nothing for the option, you know, we'll do what we can to assist the Cashew or Capro, which is the operating company, to perform. And then, of course, we have this nice situation where we know what we're paying. We can bring the asset in at the right time and get the upside from there.
Okay, well, let's try and get on to the results, which I was champing at the bit to get to. What's your view of that?
Yes, the results went out yesterday, and it was reasonably in line, I think, with expectation. We had another year of growth on the revenue, EBITDA, and net profit after tax. I think, you know, the year has been well spoken about. Was the results were largely driven really by better pricing in 2017 versus 2016. We of course had the operational challenges and disruption in Q2 2017, which probably meant we left 3,000 to 4,000 tons of production on the table. So the results actually could have been even better, but still solid growth across the board for the year. Gross margins were slightly down. Of course, milling interruption had some impact on that. And then we had a pretty challenging Q3 last year where there was, you know, not much fruit around. And when that happens, there's of course more pressure on pricing for fruit. But all in all, a solid year, which is led to the maintenance of the dividend at 500,000, which I think in our current market cap is, you know, we think it's a small dividend in terms of where we want to head in the next 3 to 5 years, but it's already at sort of 2.5% yield, so it's moving up into a reasonable range.
Okay, it's been a slightly tough high season for your main resource. How do you see the next quarter going?
Yeah, I think as we said, we put Q1 numbers out, and they weren't to what we expected from our level. And of course, you know, everyone knows we increased our milling capacity in the back end of last year, expecting a fairly solid year of growth. And of course, that certainly in February and March we saw that wasn't the case. Very difficult to put a finger on it exactly what the reason is. It certainly isn't an issue of losing market share. It's just simply in our region there is agricultural reasons, whether it be weather from or rainfall from 6 months ago or 12 months ago or 2 years ago. It's difficult to pinpoint, but that has driven a slightly lower high season this year. You know, what we do hear from agronomists over and over again is sometimes you do have a weaker year after a couple of years of strength, and then you see the following year bounce back very strongly. So for the moment, you know, we need to, of course, make sure we manage all our costs of our business as well as possible. And there's various initiatives going on to do that. So we make sure we're well positioned for the bumper following year, if that's going to be the case. But of course, We're trying to build a real business over the next 3 years, and the Cashew acquisition, we think together with the revenue and profitability at AMY, makes the profit profile of the business look entirely different in 2 years' time. So we're talking about for the first time, I guess, the business, which is we can be confident that the profit levels are going to move well above 10 million EBITDA per annum as we move forward with the Cashew business. If that's anywhere near what we think it will look like, which of course then drive our market cap to levels substantially higher than what we are now. So it's important to ride out the seasonal to more challenging years and then take advantage when the conditions are good. But having those two businesses, as you said at the start, gives us more diversification and gives us more revenue at the top line, so we get more synergy with our fixed cost level. So we feel with this Cashew acquisition really well positioned in the short to medium term.
Lincoln Moore, Executive Director at Decalor, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.